of knew I was.
Hey, folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yacoub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad, and Pat Kreitlow was here too.
But Sarah Yacoub is off this week, so we are happy to welcome as our guest host this week the distinguished Dr. Kristen Lyerly joining us from Green Bay. Hello, Kristen.
Hello, and thank you so much. I'm not a good replacement for Sarah. She's fantastic, but I'll do the best that I can.
Oh, we don't doubt that one bit. We just wanted to catch you now while you could still speak with us, because we understand you're going to the Packer playoff game this weekend where it will be 45 below zero. And so you may not have much of a radio voice during or after that game. So we want to talk to you on the front end. Are you looking forward to it?
I am a Green Bay gal and I was made for this, but I am terrified. I know that I'm going to freeze. It's going to be really hard, but it's going to be so worth it.
I got to admit it. It's not the cold that bothers me. It's the fact that the 49ers just seem to be like our kryptonite. They seem to have our number in the playoffs. And I know this is, you know, every year is different, but I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit nervous. So
we're like 0-3 against the 49ers. Is that what it is?
In the playoffs. Yeah. But in the regular season and you know, since Matt LaFleur took over as coach, I think we're 2-2. So, you know, we're doing okay. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not going in this with, you know, rose colored beer goggles, as the case may be. So, speaking of which, now, Kristen, being in Green Bay, you've been to some games. Do you find, and as a physician, you can tell us if having that flask, you know, really does make one feel warm and toasty, or if it is not medically indicated.
To the law enforcement folks out there, I will not be carrying a flask under the six layers of things under my coat. But, you know, I think it's deceiving. It tricks.
Don't put you under
a
metal detector. Don't put you in a metal detector. You're lying. Fake news.
Plastic is the key, Kirk. I'm surprised you don't already know that.
I can't believe he doesn't either, because the one Badger game that I went to in Madison, it was disgustingly cold, and my wife and I thought, oh, we can't go on. It was halftime. We're like, we might have to bail out of this. And just then, a hot chocolate vendor came by. I didn't even know hot chocolate vendors were a thing, and it was in one of those souvenir mugs. You know, it's plastic, not metal, and it made the best hand warmer, saved our hands, saved our fingers, saved the game. And I got to tell you, to the Camp Randall credit, that we still use those coffee mugs to this day as our to-go coffee cups. So I don't know what they sell at Lambeau, but yeah, you don't need the metal flask. There's plenty of other ways to get your nourishment, as the case may be.
Right. And I had heard that the hot chocolate at the last cold game was actually cold chocolate. And in some cases, it was frosty chocolate. Ooh. So I don't know that that's the thing to drink. And, you know, to answer your original question, if you drink alcohol, which many people do when they go to the Packer game, they might think they're warm, but actually they're not warm. So it's important to, you know, be aware of it. Take stock of what's going on with your body.
Yes, that's exactly it. Is there's a lot of things.
Thank you, Doc.
You think you are.
That's
you
not going to change anybody's behavior on Saturday's game. I guarantee you that warm. Right now.
You think you're 10 feet tall and bulletproof, and it just doesn't work that way at all.
Right.
Well, part of the reason that we wanted Kristen to join us is that she and Kirk have continued to work on the need for fair maps and to stop, you know, to slay gerrymandering in Wisconsin. It's an uphill climb, but the fight does have to go on. And so when we come back, we're going to have more from Kristen and Kirk all about the fair maps rallies that are going to be taking place around Wisconsin on Friday. So that's right after we come back here up north. I get denied, Lord, what the hell is it?